I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update.
Starting today, I can announce this government will begin the biggest sustained increase in defense spending since the end of the Cold War.
Yeah. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has committed to raising UK defence spending.
We will deliver our commitment to spend 2.5% of GDP on defence, but we will bring it forward so we reach that level in 2027.
Starmer, addressing Parliament Tuesday, also committed to an additional increase moving forward.
We will also set a clear ambition for defence spending to rise to 3% of GDP in the next Parliament.
Yeah. The UK's defence spending is currently equal to 2.3% of GDP. President Trump said Monday that Canadian and Mexican tariffs, delayed once, will go into effect on schedule.
We're on time with the tariffs, and it seems like that's moving along very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries, not just Canada and Mexico. We've been taken advantage of. We were led by, in some cases, fools, because anybody that would sign documents like they signed, where they were able to take advantage of the American people, like has happened over the last long period of time, except for a little four-year period that took place 4 years ago. Anybody that would agree to allow this to happen to our country should be ashamed of themselves. No, the tariffs are going forward.
The current free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico was negotiated by the first Trump administration in 2020. Trump announced a 30-day delay to the tariffs at the start of this month. This is VOA News. Israel's deputy foreign minister said on Tuesday it may be possible to extend the first phase of a ceasefire deal with Hamas, which is due to end this week, as negotiations on commencing the second phase stall.
In return, to bring back some of our hostages, that we might extend it.
That's Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell. The two sides were supposed to start negotiating the second phase weeks ago. South Korean parliamentary lawyers seeking President Yoon Suk-yeol's removal over his short-lived imposition of martial law compared him to a dictator in the final arguments during his impeachment trial on Tuesday. The constitutional court reviewing his impeachment is made up of 8 judges. Yoon faces being removed from office less than 3 years into his 5-year presidency if the court upholds Parliament's impeachment, which accused him of declaring martial law on December 3rd with no justifiable constitutional grounds. South Africa's central bank governor says increasing risks ranging from global trade tensions to a potential local value-added tax could stall the downward trend of inflation in Africa's most industrialized economy.
One thing that is looming large had been the uncertainty, the elevated uncertainty that had been created by some of the trade measures that are taken by some of the major economies.
Lisette Gagnago speaking on the sidelines of a meeting of the G20 finance officials in Cape Town. Apple shareholders are expected to reject an attempt to pressure the technology trendsetter into scrapping corporate programs designed to diversify its workforce. The proposal, drafted by the National Center for Public Policy Research, urges Apple to follow other high-profile companies like Google and Facebook that have retreated from diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Pope Francis remained in the hospital trying to recover from pneumonia Tuesday as the Vatican set in motion a nightly marathon of prayers.
We have come here today to pray for Pope Francis because I'm a Catholic. We are pilgrim to Rome.
The Vatican's typically brief morning update said the Pope slept well all night. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also download the VOA app from Apple and Google. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.